WMPG celebrates Black History Month. My name is Bobby Carroll, a student at USM, and I'd like to share with you the life of Macon Bowling Allen. He was born on August 4th, 1816, in Indiana. Allen learned to read and write on his own, landed his first job as a school teacher where he served the public for 5 years, and moved to Portland, Maine in the early 1840s. There, he met and became friends with Samuel Fessenden, an abolitionist and local anti-slavery leader, who argued to the Portland District Court that Allen should be allowed to practice as a lawyer. The court refused on the grounds that Allen was not a state citizen, although, according to Maine law, anyone of good moral character could be admitted to the bar. So Allen decided to apply for admission by examination, and he passed. Macon Bowling Allen was declared a citizen of Maine, given his license to practice law, and became the first licensed African-American attorney in the United States. He moved to Boston, Massachusetts, passed the state bar, and in 1845, Allen became the first black man to be licensed by the state of Massachusetts to practice law. Shortly after, he met Robert Morris Jr., and the pair opened the first black law office in the United States to serve the local African-American community. In 1848, Allen became Justice of the Peace for Middlesex County, Massachusetts, and the first black man in the nation to hold a judiciary position. Today, many legal organizations are named after Macon Bowling Allen, recognizing the contributions he made to the legal community and his leadership in civil rights in his nearly 50 years of public service. WMPG will be celebrating the lives of black men and women throughout the month of February. Each day, we will focus on the achievements of one individual. To revisit this story, or to read and view others, visit WMPG.org.